Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this is the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. This week we're taking on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers on Disney Plus. But before we get to that, I got a couple thank yous to send out there to my friend Andy, who gave me some feedback regarding the podcast. We also have to thank Lillian and, as always, Brian for the music, and Tony. Tony has been nothing but a godsend from There's a Better Podcast. If you get a chance to listen to him, he's great. He's been kind of, if I had a rock in a podcasting, it would definitely be him. He's given me lots of feedback, and we bounce ideas off of each other, and I'm truly grateful for him. I always want to evolve the podcast into something else and into something more. So I just recently decided I'm going to add a little bit more to these 1 Minute movie reviews. You still have the 1 Minute movie reviews. I will still timestamp them so you can skip right to them. But I'm always going to be adding something new to it. Either a goofy story of something that's recently happened to me, a dad joke. I'm a fan of dad jokes. I'll add those in there. Or other some things I've learned along the way. Bring a little bit something more to these 1 Minute movie reviews that have been, I don't want to say crass, but it has been really straight to the point, and I feel like I should offer more depth than that. So recently I became the baseball coach at my middle son's third and fourth grade baseball team. And this was, unfortunately, not what I'm best suited for. I am not a baseball guy. I enjoy watching it from time to time. I never played it that much when I was a kid. They had nobody else, so I was at the bottom of the barrel. As it turns out, the bottom of the barrel would have been better. These poor kids were 0-6 on the season, 0-5, I think. And we've been close, but we just either we're really close or we get blown out. And I cannot seem to lead them to victory. They're trying their absolute best. At this point, you could have had a rock out there with paper and pencil, and that probably would have been better than me. These poor boys. But we're learning. I've been an assistant coach a number of years, but they had nobody else. They literally said, we can't get the season to go unless you do it. So a friend of mine guilted me into it. Thanks for that. I feel like I'm the Bad News Bears coach. The kids are great. I just can't lead them. I can't figure out what to do. We practice on all the things that gets us in the games, and we do them well during practice. And as soon as we get to a game, it's just that we fall apart. I feel so terrible for them. We've been so gut-wrenchingly close, or we've gotten beaten up, and they haven't given up, and I have to figure out how to get them to the end goal. But that is not why you're here. You're here for the 1 Minute movie review of Chip and Dale. It's on Disney Plus. It's got a runtime of 1 hour and 37 minutes. Quick casting of Andy Samberg, John Mulaney, and Seth Rogen. It's got a rating of PG. So without further ado, here's 60 seconds on the clock for Chip and Dale. What's it about? Well, Chip and Dale, the Rescue Rangers, have fallen out of favor. And after 30 years of fame, they've also fallen on hard times. Then it becomes time for them to rescue one of their own. Why to watch it? Holy crap, the sheer nostalgia is worth it. And the throwbacks, the Easter eggs, and the cameos are amazing. The Who Framed Roger Rabbit's comparisons are fair and worthwhile. It has a couple of funny parts for sure. In some of the parts, the writing was extremely clever and well thought out. But the best part of this is seeing all these nostalgic throwback characters and can't remember where they're from, so you're frantically looking them up. Why to skip it? I struggle to see the depth of the overall story. You could basically guess the whole plot very quickly. It's probably by design because it's a kids movie. Rating out of 10. I'm going to give this one my sneaky good recommendation. And overall, I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I've repeatedly was seeing characters I have not seen or heard about in 30 years. I started looking them up to the point where it became distracting to the movie overall. I will have to watch it again to get a full picture of it, but I think it is sneaky good. Hey, you can follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we explore the animated world in search of new friendship, but turns out what we were looking for was right next to me the whole time. Wait, what?